In ESPN's wild world of college football, every Saturday begins with a ritual. And then, the migration turns to mayhem. Predators hunt, territories are defended, rivals clash. In this wild world, legends are unleashed on Saturdays. No one brings you closer to the wild than ESPN. College football on ESPN kicks off August 28th. Witness the wild on ABC, ESPN, and the ESPN app.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Hot garbage.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Hot garbage.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Is the only two words to describe the way the Falcons looked in those two drives.
Fumble on the snap. Tagovailoa jumps on it.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Drew Brees. Coming up, ESPN NBA insider Ramona Shelburne. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We've been taking phone calls throughout the day on people's opinions as to who's missing the playoffs and who's going to supplant them. We each gave our food for thought to kick this show off. A lot of fun. We might do it for the whole rest of the week because, you know what? It's football season, baby.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
We're back. And speaking of football season, this post popped into my algorithm. Aaron Wilson, who's been covering the Texans for a long time, Raiders and Texans having a joint practice. Quay Walker intercepts C.J. Stroud, spikes football near Woody Marks, draws taunting flag, and then booed by Texans fans. He responded by flipping them off.
We're so
wild
back.
Play.
We are so
you
back.
You know what I mean? Are we back or what?
So back.
Joint practices.
Love it.
Robert Sala said he loved it because of the competition and you're leaning on different bodies.
I like those.
Who knew that the Raiders were just letting the Texans fans who's number one?
Hey.
Here, coach.
And plus, C.J. Stroud throwing an interception in practice. That means the Texans season is over. It's finished. And that you saying that the Texans are missing the playoffs, that's your team to be out. You're right, clearly, because C.J. Stroud threw an interception in practice.
Let him walk.
By the way, you know many interceptions in practices occur because – quarterbacks are trying something.
Hey, taking
let's
chances.
See what's up.
Yeah, let's see if I can
it's
get that
practice. There. I'm just gonna see if I can thread it. Yeah. Not because he's terrible at his job. Chris in Texas, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Chris?
Oh, I'm wondering, as far as the teams in and out.
Yes, sir.
Well, being from Texas and a long diehard Cowboys fan, I'm gonna say the Cowboys are in.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say the Eagles, but I'm going to go with another team I despise just as much. San Francisco.
Oh.
Chris is a true fan.
Niners out. Why do you say Niners out other than your dislike?
We hate them.
Of them. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, it matters, but.
No, it does. I need a real football reason.
Well, the way
reason.
They've been injury prone.
Okay.
I think it'll strike again.
Okay.
And AFC.
Hmm.
Bengals in.
Yep.
And Brockman's Patriots out.
Oh! Whoa! Chris, why do you think the Patriots are out?
I don't like either team.
Chris leading with his heart, just like the other Chris who's here on the program. Thank you, Chris in Texas.
Chris gets it.
I don't see the Patriots missing the playoffs.
No way.
I don't either.
No way.
Anything can happen.
AFC.
Anything can happen.
I know that. But I think Drake May has established himself as the real, real, real deal, man. Like the real deal.
They got the coach and the quarterback.
And they did the right thing, which is they stepped it up with A.J. Brown's acquisition to say, okay, kid, you proved it. You proved that it's time to step it up. You damn near won the whole thing. By the way, I did watch because the NFL Network had a replay of the Super Bowl before either Thursday's or Friday's games. So I went over there conducting my preparation because I'm a lead pipe wielding professional, and I watched some of the game. Drake May, I hope he was hurt because he looked terrible.
I think they maybe was hurt, right?
There was one part in that game. It's a 9-point game, fourth quarter. They had the ball back, although Michael Dixon, with the punt of the night, man, put it inside the five. And May had a wide open, I think it was Hunter Henry, and he airmailed it. Terrible. But then he started matriculating and then threw one over the middle, and that was an intercept. And that was the end of the game. He just didn't play very well at all, man. And I think he was hurt. But the bottom line is you got there.
Got there.
Yeah, you got there. Travion Henderson's going to have a monster year, I believe.
It sounds like a 50-50 split with him and Ramondre, right?
I have a feeling that might just be Vrabel saying that right now. And at the end of the day, there's going to be a hotter hand. There's going to be a hotter hand.
We'll see.
But missing the playoffs, that's a tall order.
I would be shocked.
Oof. Overreaction Monday. Chris Brockman and I conducted it on Monday. And we're back. We appreciate everybody taking that in on our YouTube channel. Over 100,000 views already. And whether you watch it, if you want. By the way, we're popping on our Facebook page now, too.
Hey.
For those who are on that platform as well. Just see how that. We'll run that up the Facebook flagpole and see how it flies. And there's obviously the audio version of it. You can catch it wherever you get your podcasts, including perhaps all 3 hours of this show. But it's now time for Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Gusto.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
Remember I used to step on that all the time? I used to forget. Not anymore.
Now you pat yourself on
the back. I've evolved. Yeah, I'm patting myself on the back for my evolution as a broadcaster. You can always get better.
Don't hurt yourself.
Oh, my.
You can always get better.
Oh, my.
Every day.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
I'm
good.
Fine.
Gusto. We're great in this room as opposed to the Atlanta Falcons quarterback room, which is not great. The Falcons 2027 starting quarterback is not currently on the roster.
Oh. I think that's an overreaction. I think Penix is, what do you think, they're going to just draft him where they drafted him and then bounce him to the curb?
He could be the backup.
No, I don't think so.
He's
got some ability.
Penix back.
I think he's going to, what, start on the old PUP? He's going to be the young pup's going to start on pup. And then at some point he's going to take the reins because they're going to want to see what they have. And I think he might prove to be a better quarterback at this stage of the career than Tua. Tua's got a month. Tua's going to wind up having a month to prove it. And it's at Pittsburgh, home for Carolina, at Green Bay on a Thursday night, and then at New Orleans on a Monday night. How about that one? How about the Saints hosting a Monday night game in
that's fun.
Week 4 on ESPN? Then you're home for Baltimore, home for Chicago, home for San Francisco, and that game against Baltimore is a Sunday nighter. So Atlanta's going to have 3 straight nationally televised games, 3 through 5. So whatever Tua does, it's going to have a big white hot spotlight on it. And I think Penix could still be technically the 2027 starting quarterback there. Isn't it amazing what 2 preseason series will do? Because right now it's Kyler's gig, and he's if you say he's the 2027 starter on the Vikings roster right now, like, of course he is.
Yeah.
You ask this one right now, but I still think for sure Penix has that shot.
And the best part of the game was the Penix meme of like, this guy.
I know, and he could have been pointing at the Gatorade jug. Oh, you mean over there? The Gatorade's right there. And everyone's like, oh. It's him pointing at Tua going, this guy?
It's the world
supposed to, I'm supposed to lose my job to this guy? What else you got
over
there?
What is more likely, though, the actual intention? The Penix, like, this guy, or the I work here hat?
Ooh. Oh, the I work here hat.
Okay. Yeah.
Messages get sent, man.
I'm saying. Rich, you mentioned Kyler Murray.
I work here. Or I work here. Okay.
I mean, I work here.
What else?
I work here.
You mentioned Kyler Murray. I think I'm buying in a little bit. Kyler Murray is going to be a top 5 fantasy quarterback.
Higher register, overreaction. What else?
Oh, you just didn't even
entertaining.
Entertain that thought.
Really? Who are your top five quarterbacks for fantasy?
Josh Allen. Lamar Jackson.
Given. Drake.
Yeah, I guess you could go Drake May there. Jaden Daniels. Is Jaden Daniels healthy?
With the rushing.
Is Jaden Daniels healthy?
Who's he throwing to?
2 years. Same guy as a couple years ago. McLaurin. Now he's got Diggs.
Yeah.
But, I mean, 2 years ago, he was spectacular. He was like one of the best fantasy quarterbacks you've had in a long time.
That's good.
Joe Burrow is up there. Joe Burrow can throw for a gajillion yards. Herbert's another one. So Kyler Murray, all of a sudden, he's going to go there and he's going to be top five fantasy quarterback.
Justin Jefferson, still good, right?
Got it. Who is a better fantasy quarterback last year, him or Jake Brisket, when healthy? Yeah. Not even his own team last year. So let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Pump the brakes.
I don't think this is your overreaction. Far off, Chris, because he has a high completion percentage. He's got some dope wide receivers.
And he runs.
And he scrambles.
Let me ask you this question. Who's going to have a better fantasy year, Dak or him?
You're putting me in these positions where, you know.
That's what these shows are for, to be put in positions. I'm put in positions all the time.
If you throw in the rushing,
Kyler will have better rushing yardage than Dak.
Yeah, Dak's not running anymore.
Yeah, so it could be Kyler.
Okay. Noted.
Big signing yesterday. One of the free agent wide receivers off the board. Keenan Allen to Indianapolis. That wide receiver room is interesting, TJ.
Yeah.
I think Keenan Allen, old head, he's going to lead the Colts in receptions this season.
No, sir.
Who is? Who's catching the ball there?
Well, the guy I drafted in our
Alec finish. Pierce.
You better.
Josh Downs.
Not playing football at the moment.
Well, he's resting.
So he's just going to come on team and lead them in receptions.
Have you seen Keenan Allen?
I have.
That's all he does.
I am aware
Shows
of that.
Shows up and catches touchdowns.
I am aware
catches,
of that.
Catches.
Incredible route runner.
Nice signing by the Colts. Nice signing.
Not for nothing. That is a dope uniform, those Chargers.
I know that. Overreaction. Mm-hmm. What else you got, Chris?
Man.
I'm calling my shots right now.
Man, you are not playing this.
I'm being decisive.
You are.
You know what it is? It's hitting your back foot and letting it fly.
Like Kyler Murray.
Or Jordan Love.
Or Jake Brisket.
Watching the Giants play, like, I had some thoughts on Jackson Dario.
What are your thoughts?
What are you thinking, man?
They're not great.
They're not great. You can go back and on our YouTube channel and hear my thoughts on Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
However.
Yes.
Is Dart Tango or Cash? Dart is Tango, right?
Yeah.
Well, Tango was...
Tango was Stallone.
Whoever was Kurt Russell. He's
right.
The Kurt
That's
Russell.
Tango, right?
Is that? I don't.
I don't remember either.
Keep going, Alf.
But the cash.
Turner or Hooch?
The cash in the. The cash.
Well, Stallone is Tango.
Okay.
Russell is. Right. Is Cash.
All right. So then Dart is Cash.
Dart is Cash.
Stallone is. I mean, Skatidibo is definitely.
Yeah, but
the
Dart's
Stallone
the quarterback,
here.
So that makes him by default the Stallone.
I don't know.
Yeah, Stallone is kind of the quarterback of that movie. Well, anyway, Skatidibo, I like what I saw over the weekend. Okay, if this. Beautiful person.
He's a football
can
player.
Just stay healthy and play football.
Scatabu?
He's going to be a top 10 running back this season.
Dude, if he stays healthy?
Yeah.
Giants just signed Najee Harris as you drop this, by the way.
Great. Zero impact on Skatidibo.
I don't know about that.
Well, I think they're going to try and work him in. Like That is a
can you block?
Hey, he was before he got hurt. A top 10 running back, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Wasn't he there?
He was
on the periphery of it.
He was putting up numbers.
You know how I feel about this guy. When he was doing it for Arizona State, I'm like, I want to talk to him out of anybody in the college football playoffs. Anybody.
Love Skatidibo.
Yeah, I love him. And I just need him to stay healthy because he's going to make Jeremy Shockey look like a shut-in in the New York media. You know what I mean?
Good. So he finished 400 yards rushing.
He is built to dominate that city. So
he was like RB7 or something in the games that he played.
Dude, his leg got shattered.
Yeah.
And let's just see it.
Looked good, though.
But Najee Harris is a New York Giant running back, man.
I think he's a non-factor.
Well, the question is, there's Tyrone Tracy, there's Devin Singletary. There's four of them now. What else you got over there?
I know, Chris, top 10 is a reach.
Not worried.
I
don't think it's out of the realm if he's healthy.
He didn't have a 100-yard rushing game last year.
Receiver. good pass.
He does them both. What else,
he does
Chris?
Both. Here we go. A couple random ones to finish up here. This Lakers sale, as a Celtics fan, as TJ, as a Clipper Sixer guy, it's hilarious. I love seeing them in shambles. And with
sorry,
this
shambles.
With this
a, shambles.
With this sale, a complete mess. Luka should ask for a trade. Like, just get out.
Dude.
You don't want
and
any,
go where to,
you don't
to
want
Boston?
Any part of this.
Go to Boston.
Come to Philly.
No, we don't need him. Just Philly. Just out. Just somewhere else. Just get out of this mess.
Dallas?
You don't want any
Dallas?
Part of this.
Go back to Dallas. Why would he ask for a trade?
Or he should come closer to the beach and sign with the Clippers. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, the ownership.
Ownership. Oh, yeah, that Bob Iger doesn't know how to run a damn thing.
Does he know to run a basketball
get out of
team,
here,
though?
Man.
There's a lot of weird stuff going on. I just think you want out. You want to separate yourself. The Laker
the
brand
majority owner is set.
Whatever.
What do you care that there's some sort of Game of Thrones succession thing
just
going
get out.
On?
You know what, Luka, get out.
With lawyers. What does he care?
I care about you, Luka. Get out.
Does he like his coach? Does he like the rest of the roster?
We don't know.
I think he'd get out of here.
Get out.
That's
go back to Texas.
That's so silly.
Go back to
who cares? It's a mess. 17% of the ownership, 17% of the team, the ownership of that is a little bit of messy. It's like a family. It's
that's
a family.
The face, that's the face. That's the front forward face of the franchise. That's 17% for some reason.
Okay. Well, for some reason, because it's Jeannie Buss who's been in this city for four decades. Is part of the family.
Well, shouldn't have sold.
That.
So that's why, of course, she's in front and center like
messy.
That.
Messy. Get out,
she's
Luka.
The governor of the team. Who cares?
Get out, Luka. It's a mess.
It's Luka. A bad look for Luka in his portfolio league.
Oh, is that right? Where should he go?
Yeah.
Either the Clippers or the Sixers. What are you talking about?
Clippers.
Yeah, come to Boston.
That'd be great.
Have all the chowder you want.
What else, Chris?
Last one. Not sure if you saw what was going on in Wrigley Field last night, guys.
Oh, baby.
But Pete Crow Armstrong PCA, locked baby. Up NL MVP with the walk-off win.
It's tough to argue
painful,
that right
man.
Now.
This is painful.
I mean, it's still a month to go. This point last year, I'm like, Cal Raleigh's definitely the MVP over Aaron Judge.
Well, he should have been MVP.
Should he?
Yeah. Okay.
The only reason
by the way,
Mariners were good last year was because of
he
Cal
might
Raleigh.
Turn out to be. That's is he going to turn out to be the first player with fewer hits than home runs than from the year before?
It's looking like that.
But PCA, Harvard Westlake's finest here in Los Angeles,
yes,
California.
Sir.
With a walk-off home run, joined the 30-30 club.
And a leadoff home run.
Right. And by the way, Ohtani also homered.
Two home runs. But against the worst team.
By the way, Ohtani.
Doesn't count.
Just to bring this, because Ohtani is his competition for this award.
Oh, yeah. Two-man race.
Right. That didn't Ohtani hit three home runs to join 50-50?
Yes.
In a game.
Ago, yeah.
He stole a base and then he
hit three home runs in the game.
Let's not forget how stupid that is. But PCA, I wouldn't argue with this.
PCA has been awesome.
I don't think that's an overreaction.
PCA has been really fun.
I don't think it's an overreaction.
This one hurts my feelings a lot, too.
Why?
PCA, who we gave away for Javi Baez.
Who's we?
The Mets.
Oh, that team. I forgot.
Yeah.
Do they still play baseball?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Hey, you got a right fielder with an arm.
Yo, let me tell you, that gave me a little bit of excitement yesterday.
Why does anybody run on that guy anymore?
Well, I don't think they will anymore.
I don't know.
You know?
Bang.
Red Sox had no strikeouts, and each starter had an RBI. First time a team's done that since the 40s.
How about that? Go figure that. I got a good did you know, by the way, on this. Ooh. Coming up at the end of the hour. Yes. At the end of the hour. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Gusto, is in the books. Gusto is your small business partner for payroll, benefits, and so much more. Get started for free at gusto.com. Phone lines are lit. We'll take more of your phone calls. Baker Mayfield has spoken. We've got that for you. I've got a four downs in the Jacksonville Jaguars, baby.
Hey.
Yeah. Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event and get away with a deal so right it almost feels wrong. Right now, you can get great deals on our most popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe or Santa Fe Hybrid and the Tucson or Tucson Hybrid. Plus, there's our bold and stylish Elantra. Loaded with the latest tech, you can go all electric, if you so desire, with the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details. 844-204-RICH is the fun number to dial to have a chat with us. Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high-interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an Audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debtplay. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debtplay. Rich Eisen here for Gusto. After all these years talking to athletes, coaches, entertainers, and people at the top of what they do, one thing is pretty clear. Success usually depends on getting the details right. For small business owners, that includes payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, you know, the work that keeps everything moving, even if it's not the reason you started the business in the first place. That's why there's Gusto. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich. Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event and get away with a deal so right, it almost feels wrong. Right now, you can get great deals on our most popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe or Santa Fe Hybrid and the Tucson or Tucson Hybrid. Plus, there's our bold and stylish Elantra loaded with the latest tech, or go all electric with the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
For Rich, number to dial back here on the Rich Eisen Show on ESPN Radio and Disney Plus. The reports coming in fast and furious from the Raiders-Texans joint practice. I'm getting this from the feed of Sam Warren, who covers the Raiders for The Athletic.
Oh, I had an item for this for the news.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to throw it out here anyway.
Do it.
Fernando Mendoza got extensive reps with the ones.
Yep.
Kirk Cousins would go first, but a few team periods, the Raiders kept the ones out when Mendoza subbed in. First time we've seen that.
Well, he needs more work.
No, I know that.
Well, so,
and that's the way to evaluate him. And that's and that's not a saying like, oh, he's going to start week one. Kirk Cousins threw an interception, a pick six to Kwame Lassiter. Mendoza was nearly picked by Kamari Lassiter in the red zone period and then threw a pick six to Jalen Petrie two plays later. So both guys got. Brock Bowers had a big day. Oh my God,
he rocks.
Do what you can to get him in fantasy.
Right?
Do whatever it takes.
Well, we saw that when he was in Georgia. It's just okay, this guy's just not human. And then he had one of the greatest rookie seasons in the history of rookies and seasons. But Mendoza out there with the ones in a manner that they had not. Anybody who's been covering the Raiders have not yet seen. Oh, we heard this is what he's got to say afterwards. Oh. Hit it.
Be able to get some reps with the ones against the superstars on their defense. And then obviously their twos are fantastic as well. We got so much work, whether it was move the ball, first down, third down, red zone, 2 minute. There's so many situations. And I believe overall it was a positive day. There were plays that I loved and plays that I wish I had back. But in reality, that's a lie. I wish I didn't have him back because it's a growing experience. And it's practice. It's practice, and this is what I love. And it's just a beautiful day to play football here, and I'm so happy. I have so many things to learn from today.
All right.
So good.
All right.
Yeah,
this is the greatest.
Come on.
So good.
This is the greatest. I mean, that's our reaction.
I know.
It's as if he is the quarterback of Sesame Street. Like today's practice is brought to you by the number one. I played with the ones today. Or today's practice could be sponsored by the number two because the Texans twos are really, really good as well. And I absolutely loved the experience, including my failures. Yes, children, you can learn from your mistakes.
It's
the only one who doesn't is this grouch in the trash can. You know what I mean? Like, it's so fresh and so awesome. And I just want to hug him and root for him.
I'm worried, brought to you by the letter A for
I'm worried
awesome.
He's too nice.
Come on, man. NFL will. You know what? Too nice. He took one in the chin from the Ohio State Buckeyes to start the Big Ten championship. And of listen,
I'm not saying he's not tough.
I love. Listen, hold on a minute. You know I say things about the Buckeyes just to troll on them. Okay,
sure.
They are an outstanding football program. That is essentially, you could, like, I know Lombardi called North Carolina 33rd team. All right. Ohio State had on defense against this kid, the fifth, if I'm not mistaken, the sixth and the 10th overall picks in the draft, or the 11th overall pick. That's it. And they were absolutely trying to send him a message. And I know you're saying you're not tough, but too nice. You know, you have to be a red ass to get up off the turf and do what he did against Miami, leaping for the end zone. You think it was too nice there? I mean,
again, nice and tough are different.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
He's living life. He's present.
I'm not saying I don't like
he's
it.
He's present.
It's just different. That's all.
I mean,
it's from being nice. Like.
No, but he's saying it's too. No, because too nice. You're not.
Just said
that's why I'm pointing out.
You said you don't think he's not tough. That's not what you're saying.
No, too nice means, you know, when it comes to shove, it's just like you want to hug that defender who's trying to knock your block off.
Yeah.
And that you can't really go for the jugular because you're too nice. Nah.
Remember Andrew?
Not this kid.
Andrew Luck was like helping defenders up who would hit him.
Good job.
Great hit. No.
I don't know. I kind of feel like there's nothing worse than getting beat by somebody who's like, good job, buddy, and patting you on the head. That's going to make you even more mad.
It's just this world is just filled with just so much dismay and so much
I'm smiling,
anger and so much that we can't agree on. You know what I mean? Not to go too much. Like, it's dark times in many ways here, you know? And here comes the Raiders.
A shining light.
The Raiders are supposed to pillage just for fun.
Right.
And this guy's playing football just for fun. You know what I mean? This is a new autumn wind, baby. Hit it.
You want to get some reps with the ones against the superstars on their defense. And then obviously their twos are fantastic as well. We got so much work, whether it was move the ball, first down, third down, red zone, 2 minute. There were so many situations, and I believe overall it was a positive day. There were plays that I loved and plays that I wish I had back, but in reality, that's a lie. I wish I didn't have them back because it's a growing experience, and it's
like,
practice.
Wait, that's a lie.
It's practice, and this is what I love, and it's just a beautiful day to play football here, and I'm so happy I have so many things to learn from today.
He loves life.
It's so great.
He loves it.
I love it.
Somebody needs to AI like Ken Stabler saying that, and it's not going to look right. That's all I'm saying.
Meanwhile, Quay Walker, his teammate, flipped the bird
at the edge.
But they have the edge. He flipped the bird at Texans fans were booing him after spiking a football. It's right near Woody Marks after he picked off C.J. Stroud. What a practice. What a joint practice between the Raiders and the Texans.
Yeah, Mendoza by end of October, eh?
You know, I know you put that out there for Overreaction Monday, the pod version.
On a Monday.
Just pop up the Raiders schedule since you brought it up here. I just want to pay it off, as they say in the TV and the radio business. I just think in all seriousness, he's out there with the ones. You have to evaluate him. Is he ready? Is he ready for weeks 3 through 7? Because your Saints are a sleeper team, you put them in the playoffs as an NFC South champion in the first segment of today's program. So going to New Orleans, which when it is a well-oiled crowd, which is all the time, and it is as loud as it gets, as just name whatever place he's been in indoors in college football and just ratchet it up. This will be a new experience for him. Home for Kansas City, at New England, home for Buffalo, home for the Rams. Is he ready for that?
I mean, that might be the hardest October schedule in the history of the
league. That's why I'm saying now you go to the Jets, you go to San Francisco, you have Seattle, Denver, and Cleveland. There's no There's really never any soft spot to put somebody in. But if you want him to just sit there and let Kirk Cousins operate and think what's up about what Kirk is doing, but the guy too nice to play football, not him. I saw too much stuff. That final drive against your Nittany Lions, man. Ugh. Oregon, the impressive. Big games against Ohio State, Miami, calling the number on Fernando Mendoza when you need to score that touchdown on fourth down in the national championship game. That guy, same guy as the one who's like, you know what? I wish I could have them back, but that's a lie.
That's a lie, I'm actually. Just,
I can't tell a lie. You know, the George Washington of football. Fernando Mendoza on a $1 bill. I got a four downs in the Jacksonville Jaguars. Who says nobody talks about them? We talk about them. Hit it, please.
Four downs with Rich.
Here we go. Why did you stop?
All right, here's my four downs on the defending AFC South champion breakout last season with Liam Cohen, Jacksonville Jaguars. Here we go. Here first comes a first down that my kids would roll their eyes at. Travis Etienne. That's what somebody was threading at me, like the New Orleans. If you're from the bayou, it's Etienne, not ETN. Etienne. Yeah.
That's what he changed.
Etienne. All right. Yeah. With him gone, and he was a terrific engine for that offense at running back. He was their lead back last year. So first down, new lead back. You're darn tootin'.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You're darn tootin'.
All right. Oh. I see. You know, Rich. That joke. I'll go ahead and give you applause.
Because his last name is Tootin, you know, and it's Bashal.
You're darn Tootin.
Tootin.
Tootin, yeah.
Who am I? Rootin' Tootin. What am I doing here?
Oh, my God.
What is Eisen?
What's Eisen?
All right, stop it.
I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? It's a new running back room.
Rootin' Tootin.
I mean, it is definitely... Yeah,
Chris Rodriguez there as well.
Yes, that's the split.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it, the depth chart, you've got yourself some, you know, hello, my name is for anybody looking for a fantasy pick.
Slim Shady.
So let's see what happens with the running back position. Second down. Second down.
Second down.
Is Travis Hunter now just a one-way player?
Ooh.
I would be heartbroken if this is the case. But all you're hearing is he's playing corner. That's what he's playing. And I don't know. You look, you read your reports, you watch their practices. He's out there. Interestingly enough, on this day that we're recording this, Travis Hunter got out for the Jaguars in practice. Brian Thomas Jr. comes off when he comes on. I don't know.
Interesting.
At least that happened on this day. And that's the other thing is, you know, I almost put down as a down, will a real Brian Thomas Jr. please stand up?
Right?
The guy had a house of fire in his rookie season where it's just like, oh, here's another LSU Tiger dominating at this position in the National Football League. And then, like Kaiser Soze, poof. And so if they do need depth at the wide receiver position, Parker Washington has been a revelation and a fantasy player that everybody's jumping on. Jacoby Myers, as we all know, was acquired from the Raiders last year. So Travis Hunter is second on the depth chart behind Brian Thomas Jr. Man, I want to see him as a two-way player. I mean, that's why you draft him second overall. But he's a superb defender, and that's where potentially they need him more than anywhere else. So let's see. Let's see. He's coming off a knee injury. They just might be working him back in anyway. Third down. Will the Jaguars' defense remain a takeaway machine? They were plus 13 last year in the plus minus. That was third in the league. They're 31 takeaways, second in the league, led the AFC. The Texans had a higher plus minus because I guess they turned it over fewer times themselves. But Devin Lloyd had 6 of the 31 takeaways, 5 interceptions, which was some of the best in the National Football League, and 1 fumble recovery, including 1 in the postseason and the loss to the Bills, too. So he had 7 of them, if you want to include the playoffs. He's now in Carolina. And so that's just one guy I'm mentioning. Because you got to figure when you got that plus minus like that and the takeaways coming in bunches, only the Bears had more last year, that'll put you in the playoffs. That'll put you in the division win just like the Bears too. Can they replicate it? Coach Campanile, their defensive coordinator, I voted for him for assistant coach of the year last year. A lot of good my vote did. He didn't win it. I guess it wasn't as decisive as the MVP vote that you lay at my feet.
You keep bringing this up, not me.
Fourth down.
Just for the comments.
Fourth down. Can Liam Cohen tick Trevor Lawrence up another notch? He finished fifth in the MVP voting last year. And I can confirm when I saw him at the American Century Championship that, you know, business they pulled for their schedule release where he had cut his hair is fake. That hair is still flowing and it is glorious. Saw it in person.
Can't tell.
I don't know him well enough yet to ask him if he does the shampoo and conditioning in one.
Interesting.
Or he separates both.
Okay.
Separates better.
But, man, was he a much better quarterback. And I'm looking to see that first overall chosen quarterback kick it up another notch and throw his hat in the top of the MVP voting ring. Like, supplant Drake May in the conversation. Get there. Can he do it? Liam Cohen can coach his tail off. That is for sure. And I just love his attitude. I love everything. I love how he's got, like, that edge that he clearly has in he's that whatever edge he's selling, he has instilled in his team. Mm-hmm. And they bought it last year. And those are my four downs for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Am I missing anything on this front?
I don't think so.
I mean,
I think those are the
Josh Hines, Allen, Trevon Walker,
big headlines,
Armstead, Mr. Walter Payton, man of the year. They've got a really good defensive line there. Ventrell Miller is going to be the one who takes the place of Devin Lloyd. That's a big one right there.
Yeah, I think it's running back questions. It's who do they have a true wide receiver number one? Can Brian Thomas get back to that end of rookie year stretch that he had with Mac Jones, which should be pointed out? And can Trevor Lawrence take it up another notch? I like all those.
He's the key.
Aloha can tackle his head off too, man.
I still think they win the division again.
I mean, they've got the makings of it. The running back position is really fascinating to me.
Yep.
And their backup quarterback is Big Nick Mullins.
Oh.
So let's keep Trevor Lawrence upright. We could say that about any team, obviously, but that's my Jackson. Look at us talking Jacksonville Jaguars football. So to be fair and balanced, we got to talk about the Bears. And show pictures of Caleb Williams. Right, Coach? Oh, interestingly enough, who is tomorrow's four downs?
Hey.
Is it the Bears? I think it is.
Bears.
It's the Bears. That's completely 100% random.
But we're going by draft order.
We are going by draft order.
Right.
So it's not random, but it is random in terms of that's the team right after them.
Right.
And Liam Cohen's like, I'm looking on NFL.com. I see 50 pictures of Caleb Williams.
Like,
oh, there he is, right up there. Okay. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. Ramona Shelburne's coming up in hour number three to talk about the Lakers legal drama. And more coming up.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow.
The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one, well, that helps your business grow. The challenge is finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. Robert in Mission, Texas. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Robert?
Yes. Hey, Rich. Guys.
What's up, man?
I'm just calling in because I want to get on TJ a little bit as a Cowboys fan. I don't understand why he throws so much love at Jalen Hurts when he knows how Eagles fans are with Dak Prescott. So I just want to get on TJ a little bit as a Cowboys fan and remind him, we don't like them, TJ. We hate them. We don't think Jalen Hurts is good.
Well, may I help you for a second?
Please.
Thank you. Yes. I'm here for you.
Please.
Robert, yes, one of the things TJ really dislikes, I think out of many things, and you dislike few things. Yeah. You're a happy-go-lucky sort.
I try to.
You're a happy
go
fella.
Through life that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you don't like being accused of something that you're clearly not.
Oh, I hate that.
Which is 1,000% an Eagles hater.
I mean, as a
so for you
saying.
To say that you that to tell this man who has been the butt, the donkey end.
Yeah, truly
of Carl Anthony Towns's enjoyment of the Eagles beating the Cowboys. This, you know, you're definitely in the correct church, but the very wrong pew. Yeah. Did I handle that appropriately?
You did. And also, Robert, like, we have kind of a job here to do, so I can't let my biasness just carry over and everything else. So,
yeah, you do.
But
you like Hurts, by the way. There are some athletes who are above the uniform dislike.
There are a few, and you want me to keep it real with you?
Oh, always.
Okay, yeah. Me growing up, didn't see guys that look like me playing quarterback very often. That's carried over into today's world. Mm. So am I a little bit lenient? Do I show a little bit more love to the brothers out there playing quarterback? I am not apologetic about that whatsoever. Yeah, I do root for them a little bit more because, like I said, didn't see that growing up. And we know the issues that they have at the quarterback position. So, yeah, there won't be a lot of times where I will just completely crap on a black QB, even if he's playing for the team that I hate the most. So
there you go,
well,
Robert.
When you put it like that, TJ, I can't really say anything.
Yeah, Robert in Mission, Texas is a convert.
He's keeping it real.
He's a convert.
Keeping
right
it
there.
Real.
Well done.
But do I dislike that team?
Of course you do.
Through and
but
through.
But Jalen Hurts is kind of above it.
Well,
I feel
he gets unfairly judged sometimes. So
I was that way with Mookie Betts. Was there a Yankee you couldn't hate?
Oh, man.
Jeter?
No, I think Jeter's such a phony. I hate all of them.
Oh, my God. Bernie? Even Bernie?
Bernie was fine.
Okay.
You love Johnny Damon, though, bro. Come on.
Well, I mean.
Not after he went to that team.
Boggs? Do you see what he looks like now?
Shredded.
What the hell happened to him?
No. I don't know.
What's in his chicken?
Oh, yeah.
Those are not a nervous bird he's eating. Protein beer that he's
protein.
Drinking?
Protein. That's a lot of. I mean, chicken is protein.
Yeah. Take care of your chicken.
I saw that.
I saw that.
I don't know.
Eat your chicken. Don't just take care of it.
But I hear what you had to say about Jalen Hurts. I dig him. And by the way, I root for Jock Peterson, too.
Young Jock.
Okay. That makes sense? You picking up what I'm putting down? Dennis in Charleston, South Carolina. What's up, Dennis? What? What?
Hey, Rich, thanks for taking my call, man.
Yes. Right back at you. Sorry. I don't know why I just said that, but what's up, Dennis?
Yeah, let's go ahead and stir things up a little bit. I got my first team out. I got New England Patriots out.
Oh, that's two now.
That is Charleston, South Carolina.
And the reason being is I don't like Super Bowl losers the following year who even make the playoffs.
Yeah, Super Bowl losers.
Is that the last
losers? Losers.
Lose a Super Bowl and then win it against the Patriots.
Wait a minute. If he follows through with, hold on a second, Dennis, if you follow through with who you're going to take, or you're going to put in, if you follow through with what you told our call screener, I need a shot of Chris Brockman as you deliver that line. So the Patriots out, and who are you putting in, Dennis?
I'm putting in the Miami Dolphins. You have got to be smoking something over there. Let me tell you, don't laugh. Let me tell you why.
Yeah, don't laugh at Dennis.
Sorry, Dennis.
You're talking about, you know, they lost all these wideouts from last year.
Yeah.
Tyreek was a non-issue last year.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Waddle, you know how many 100-yard games he had last year?
How many,
number
Dennis?
One wideout?
How many?
One. One.
They won't miss him. Who's he?
And he had 666 yards last year.
Oh.
I'm sure, I bet you at least two of these receivers that Miami has this year, both of them will go over 666 yards.
Dennis in Charleston, South Carolina, bringing the noise and the funk, respectively. Let me ask you this question, Chris. Thanks for the call, Dennis. What would the odds of that be? Can you calculate that? I know you're the king of odds calculations. Patriots out, Dolphins in.
Stand by.
Somebody puts one hard-earned American dollar down on something like that. Can win what?
Just give me a minute.
A boat? Can you win a boat?
Tap dance for a second.
I'm tap dancing.
All right, Dolphins to make the playoffs.
Yes.
They have the highest odds in the AFC. That's 50-1.
Okay. And then you parlay that with the Patriots to miss.
Yeah, parlay that with Patriots to miss. The third lowest in the AFC.
Uh-huh. Put it all together.
You get about 22-1.
So I put $1 down, I win 22?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
0.0.
Practically.
Zero.
Yeah,
you got to put thousands down.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. We're putting teams in the playoffs, we're taking them out. Because you can't just do one. It's hand in hand.
Right now, the Pats are out.
Twice.
Two times.
Damn. Dolphins are in.
If that happens, I'll buy you a steak, Dennis.
Uh-oh. You once upon a time ate a hat around here.
Yeah, you know.
You
I'm so owed a steak.
You are owed
from
a
some
steak.
Guy in Portland.
Okay.
That's true.
About
like 3 years.
Jones.
All right, you keep calling him out.
What else?
That thing is aging nicely.
Keep calling him out. Ramona Shelburne on the latest at the Lakers coming up next.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.